The Morning After. Except I should be spelling morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. The Morning After. This state and city is mourning in the aftermath of the latest mass shooting. The community is reacting on social media, sending out love and support. You can feel the messages of hope and faith, but something else is required to get to the core of this moment. Sadly, and it's just who we've become. Sadly, next to the story of losing four police officers, there's other news stories about shootings and deaths in different parts of the city. Every day, there's always a headline, and you pray it doesn't grow any closer to your side of the city, but it can and does happen anywhere. The morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, after. Does a dot on the map truly heal? Is it wrong for news agencies to continue reminding viewers and listeners of once upon a time? And like most other mass shootings, fingers are going to be pointed, but nothing else will be done. It's as if the law is shrugging its shoulders saying, oh well, oh well. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer, a silent wolf. I sit on the edge and I observe. I listen. I study. And then we get to have a conversation. This is The Daily Mess. There is beauty in life. There's peace and calm. It's just not a thought or a wish and or a wonder. It does have a daily place of display, but it's we who look away. It's almost like we're saying, peace and calm are so boring. I recently shared a conversation with an expert who said that this nation and other nations are created because of our desire to be in conflict. For that matter, the entire world finds itself in conflict every single day and growing from it. So I ask, is peace and calm those moments in between the angst and the war? And where are we now? Peace and calm have got to be activated. The mind, body, and soul need to live it out every single day, not just, whenever I have time. And when confronted, there must remain peace and calm. That's one of the toughest lessons that I have learned while extending my presence on this black belt path. Peace and calm can be accessible, but you must learn to walk with it. Locating your peace and calm. One of my coworkers, Bill, he asked me the other day, he says, how do you find yourself in positions where there is so much conflict and everything is breaking down, but for some reason you're able to stay peaceful and with calm? And I said, well, you could blame it on my age. Being 61, we've seen it all. Why react? But then I took it to a different level. Peace and calm is a spiritual journey. But it's not something that you're going to pick up out of a book. You're not going to pick it up on a podcast. You have to live it. You have to make the choice to be peaceful and filled with calm. When everything else is wreaking havoc, find your peace. Find your calm. A good example, July 21st, 2009. I was in the hospital. They told me, you're having a heart attack. Peace and calm. I went into meditation. Peace and calm are accessible. Live it. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.